All right, y'all. It's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. Y'all got to make some noise for your hosts, Corey and Justin. And let's not forget the man with the plan that keeps things spick and span, your producer in the back, Jared.
What is going on, everybody? Happy Monday night. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves today as we start the new week. And welcome to another super exciting episode of the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. I am your host, Corey, the boss, and alongside me is Aaron, aka new Justin.
Justin, we miss you. We gotta put the milk job out again, I guess.
Man, I don't know if this guy just keeps on sleeping in too much, too hard, or what. If he's playing video games, I'm not sure what's happening. Somebody please put out you know, what is it, an APB? I need some police lingo.
Jay's crying like a little bitch.
Give me a bolo or something, you know.
Be on the lookout.
We need to find this dude. If you have his contact information, please, please let him know. We're here. We're hanging out, and we need him. What's going on, Aaron, though? I'm glad you were hanging out again. But what's up? How you doing today?
I'm good, buddy. How are you? How was your Monday?
My Monday was long, but it took a while for me to come down this weekend off of that high of Friday night, Little Mania Micro Wrestling.
How crazy was that environment? I've never been in a place so loud.
I know. It wasn't a huge venue. It was a nice venue, gracious hosts, and they just packed it, man. They packed the house that night, and, you know, for being a new experience, it was a lot of fun, man. I absolutely loved it and enjoyed myself to the fullest.
I had a good time with you and the fellas, and everybody I've talked to that watched the show live said that they couldn't tell how loud it was. I said, well, that's good for you guys, but for us, I mean, you and I were, what, 3 feet away from each other, and we couldn't hear the next one what we were saying, so it was crazy loud.
For sure, and that let me know that it's time for noise-canceling headphones.
No doubt.
It's time. So tonight, guys, we have a wonderful guest joining us from the Great White North, also known as Canada. His name is Jacob. I am not going to even attempt the last name. He is the host of the Sunday Night Army podcast, which gives local musicians and indie musicians a platform to show their stuff. Please, guys, welcome in Jacob.
What's going on, everybody?
Not too much, man. How was your weekend? How was the start to your week?
Yeah, it was a Monday, let me tell you. It was a Monday. It was a good Monday, but it was an interesting Monday.
It was an interesting
Monday.
Happy
to be here, though. Oh, yeah. And super good. Excited. I was looking forward to this today.
Yeah, dude, that makes me so happy. I've been waiting for a while because I know your schedule is busy, and we had talked before about getting you on here, and you're like, man, I got to be able to be available on a Monday night.
Yep, and I am, and here we are, and I'm so stoked because there's so many good things will come out of this today where my regular audience will be like, oh, this guy has an opinion. Well, you listen to all the shows.
Yeah. Welcome. You do also have another show called Prudent Podcast. The last episode of that was back in December, if I recall correctly.
That's correct.
So why don't you tell us about that one first? You know, what is it about? What got you into it? And is it coming back? Do you have more episodes planned?
Yeah, this is a fantastic little combination show where myself and my fellow co-host Candace, who has her own show, Hello Hello World Podcast, it's a shout out, don't mind me, but she has a fantastic local show, probably the best local show I've ever seen in this area, Windsor Essex County, Canada, and we figured out a couple years ago, you know what, we have some interesting things we can talk about, but not on our own separate shows. We can come together and just like shoot the shit, talk some conspiracies, get some opinions out there, offend a few people, but also have a good back and forth, kind of like you guys do, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, it was a really good show. And yes, the last one was last year, but because our schedules, I changed jobs, she changed jobs, and having to balance that between her show, my show, and jobs and everything else, it's been crazy, but we will be coming back. We have a list of about 50 other conspiracies we want to talk about, plus some new segments. And yeah, it's coming at some point.
Good. Like, I love a good conspiracy, and who doesn't, man? The thing I love about those episodes is you can go back and forth on so many different things, mm-hmm. and there's just enough conspiracy to go around. Like, you can never run out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And it's like, we talk on the show, and I know you've listened because it's super fantastic and I'm super happy about it, but it's a very open conversation. It's like, yeah, I have an opinion on this. Here's my facts or things I can back up, but you can have a conversation with it, and I won't be mad if you bring some points forward and you have some facts to back it up. You know what I mean? As long as it's not CNN, that's not a fact to me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Or Fox News, for that matter, right now.
Honestly, all the mainstream media is the same way anymore. Awful. Everyone's biased, left or right, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not enough. You know, news reporting used to be about presenting the facts and letting people make up their minds, and now it's just they're telling you what you should think, no matter what station they're on.
Exactly. That's true.
Our man Robbie in chat says, you sound like Kevin Owens. I don't know if you're a WWE fan.
Oh, I love Kevin Owens.
Dude, perfect.
Fantastic. Awesome.
At least you get the reference. I enjoy that.
No, the dude's great. I love his mic work. He's so funny. Even when the camera's not on him, dude's like on the Elimination Chamber. I don't know if you
watched that. Yep, I watched that.
It's hilarious.
So these guys just got me back into wrestling. So I've been trying to pay attention and learn the stories and see what's going on with everything. And I've been watching since Rumble now. So I'm really trying to get caught up. But I watched religiously when I was younger, man. I loved the Attitude Era. I loved WCW.
Yep.
So I'm kind of glad I got back into it. And, you know, my wife, she used to watch when she was a kid. And, you know, she's an avid reader. So when I got back into it, I'd be watching, you know, WWE, and she would be on the bed reading or something, and she'd put her book down and just start watching with me. So I think it's so cool that she watches with me now. It's something
nerd.
Absolutely. I'm a nerd, baby. I am a nerd. Awesome. So let's get back to Prudent Podcast, because mm-hmm. the last episode that I listened to over on Spotify, mm-hmm. where you can find them, guys, Spotify, Apple, and a couple others. The last episode I listened to, you were talking about how YouTube is taking over for Google Podcasts.
That's correct.
And you can send your RSS feed as a podcaster over to YouTube.
Yep.
So you did that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that story?
It's embarrassing for YouTube. So what happened?
Yes.
I did all the legwork, which I usually do because I produce both shows. And so submitted my RSS feed after jumping through a dozen hoops of like facial recognition shit. And it was just like multiple verification processes.
Crazy.
And I'm like, fine. Finally, after 2 days, they're like, yeah, we'll accept your RSS feed. And it was only like 28 episodes at that point. I'm like, cool. So it took like 2 hours to upload. And so for those who can see some of the titles of the episodes, they're not like conventional issues that we talk about. So after 2 hours after uploading all the episodes in, everything's great. I'm looking through them, trying to listen, make sure they're working. Everything's good. So I log out, went to grab something, come back an hour later, deleted three of my episodes straight from the channel, and I got two strikes right away for content. So their computer system went through all of the episodes within an hour and picked out certain episodes, not the worst ones, mind you, but some of the episodes for content, and deemed them to be fake news, and then not censored them, deleted completely off the YouTube page.
Wow.
So it's two strikes automatically. And for those who know YouTube, you only get three and then your channel gets banned. So I'm like, fine, channel, delete. Deleted them all. No thanks.
2 hours, man. Did you send an email in?
No, I don't care.
Contest anything? Nope. Yeah.
Don't care.
Just
we're gonna put out a fun video, which is spoiler alert. We're going to create a YouTube video telling people not to watch us on YouTube, just to go stream us so they can find us on YouTube and
then go over there
somewhere else. Yeah.
Yep. Ooh, that's coming. Perfect.
Smart.
Yeah.
So YouTube, I had my first experience with YouTube the other day, and believe it or not, it had nothing to do with my older episodes, which we got a little political with and mm-hmm. talked about some, you know, stuff that they might not like, considering the jabby jab and everything. It wasn't anything to do with that. They flagged my last video from last week before the micro wrestling event because we played a WWE ring entrance.
Yep.
And within an hour, it was like, no, we can't. You got to, you know, if you want this back up, you're going to have to delete that portion of the video. I'm like, holy crap, that was fast.
You had a bad night social media wise that whole night all around.
Yeah, because before that, I went live on TikTok, you know, trying to get back into that. And God damn it, I hate TikTok so much. I built a good following over there, but it dropped. The views dropped when they went to ads and promoting your videos. You have to pay to promote. So now I don't get jack anything. So I'm trying to get back into it. I had a live half an hour before we went live on here, and I used the M word, midget, in, you know, just promoting the micro wrestling, promoting micro wrestling. I said it, not even thinking about it. And I saw it pop up on TikTok, you know, it gave me the warning, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? I was like, is it because I said the word midget? And it instantly, because I said it again, instantly shut off my feed. I was like, are you kidding me? So the best part about it is when we went up to micro wrestling in Walton, New York this past Friday night, the people that were running the event used the word over and over and over and over again, including the midgets themselves. They call themselves that, man. This is the part that gets me. I have never heard it used in a derogatory sense, unless it's like Aaron calling me a midget. Right. You know, you calling your regular sized person. That's it. But I don't get it. I don't understand the world today. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the destruction of the English language. I'll never understand. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, no, PR police and PC police got together and eliminated any form of, and that's coming from someone in Canada, where we're eliminating total form of freedom of speech. So we have a brand new, you're going to love this, brand new bill in Canada follows exactly what you just said. Now they will be policing everything you put out in public online. Bill C-63 is coming out. They will have full control of all content online that you're not allowed to say anything bad about them or discriminatory, anything that they deem discriminatory. So that's Canada for you.
And now you can get fined, and for multiple offenses, you can get jailed, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So when, and this is what kills me, is the people in our country that talk down on our country. They talk down on our country. They don't understand just how good they have it. Like, you can voice your displeasure any way you want. You can say whatever you want online, short of, you know, instigating violence of any sort. But, you know, they just don't get it. It's not the same all over the world. Why. Exactly. Thank you, Jared. Because fuck them. That's why. Like, it just, you don't understand until you hear it from someone in another country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. And I go to stateside all the time, and it's a totally different experience. And I feel bad for you guys, because there's a lot of people on your end that are like, oh, Canada's so good on so many levels. You should be like, Canada, look at their system. Look at this. Look at that. I'm like, really? You want to talk about Canada? You really want to talk about Canada? I just had this conversation with a couple of people from overseas, and they're like, oh, man, Canada's so good. I'm like, yeah, you want to come over here and pay 60% tax on everything? No, because that's all your income. That's literally 55%, 60% tax once you're off your pay. I'm like, that's Canada. Oh, but free healthcare. I'm like, whoa, guess where that tax goes? You're getting taxed for shit healthcare. It's not great. Yeah.
So you're on it. So let's go ahead and get into that, because we were discussing the other day about taxes in our country and how crazy it is. We were talking about, you know, when you have your own business, how much money you have to set aside from what you make to pay your taxes. And Aaron told me it's like 35-40% right off the top. You got to set it aside. And that's a lot. I think that's a lot. But then you go to Canada or another socialist country over in Europe somewhere, and it's even worse.
Oh yeah.
So you get taxed how much now?
Well, let's add this up. You have income tax, which goes up every bracket up to about like 70% of your income, depending how much you make. You have three taxes on your gas, for your car. You have property taxes, you have taxes on all your groceries, you have taxes on everything you buy. And there's two taxes. One is federal, one's provincial. There's a co-host right there. There's Candace. Yes. She knows.
Yes. Before you continue, Candace, if you would like to promote your own personal podcast, which Jacob already did in here, if you'd like to put the name in chat somewhere, feel free to do so, because we'd love to check that out as well.
Fantastic. Love you guys. So it's there's so much. Once you add it up off your paycheck, once you get all the deductions, so you have your income tax, which is insane amounts, comparing it to the US, then you have all your taxes that you have to add up. It comes out to about 55-60% of your total income. And the kicker here is they tell you to save your money for RRSPs, retirement savings plans, which what they don't tell you after the 50, 30 years you put into it, you get taxed on that money. At the end, once you cash out on your retirement, you get taxed 35%. Good luck. So if you saved 100 grand, you're giving 35 grand to the government like that. Wow. And even better, you leave that to your kids, they're paying 45% inheritance tax.
How do you guys survive?
I don't know.
So do you have a lot more social programs up there?
Many. And that's how they rely on that. But that doesn't mean they're great. Doesn't mean that the programs are great. It's just money's allocated wherever they want it to go. Like tax money, for example, from gasoline. We're taxed road tax on your gasoline, which is supposed to go to roads. You want to see the potholes we got? It's Michigan looks similar to what we have. That's how
bad our roads
are. And they're awful.
Yeah.
And I've been through Pennsylvania. Your roads are nice compared, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You got carbon taxes. Now there's two on our gas and regular taxes. So there's technically four taxes on our gas, which is you still have to have your sales tax on top of your gas. So you're paying so much on just something simple like that. If you see our electricity bills, there's taxes on shipping whatever your gas to you from you holding gas and whatever. It's insane. I don't know how they do it, but they have so much money that they just keep. There you go.
How much money are these politicians pulling in yearly?
300 to 400K, and they just gave himself an $11,000 raise this year.
That's generally. You wonder where your tax dollars are going, people.
Ain't going to healthcare, let me tell you.
Our president makes 400K, so imagine what these senators up there are doing.
Yeah.
Listen,
Nancy
Pelosi would fit right in here.
10 years. Yes, she would.
Love
it. Yes, she would. Let's see. Where are we going next? I wanted to talk about insurance, but like the politician thing. Do you guys have term limits like we have down here for the president? Or
prime minister? Nope. There's 5-year terms, and there is no limits.
No limits. Yeah. So he can stay in office as long as people continue to vote him in.
Yeah. But and the thing is, with our voting system, it's voted by area, by representative. So as long as he has an amount of population of representation, just enough to be voted majority, he can stay in forever. So that sounds like a dictatorship. Well, it's not a democracy.
When these people are smart enough, they can play the system to their benefit.
Yep.
You know, anywhere that they are, anywhere in the world, no matter what government it is. Mm-hmm. And I think that the world's elite are really good at doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And they're really good at keeping us down.
Yeah. If you guys saw the elections map from the last election, the entire country went conservative, except for two areas, Vancouver and Toronto. And Toronto got him in just by representation, by population. It's crazy.
That's kind of what it's like down here. You see all the areas that have the big cities. That's what's happening. You know, all it takes is a couple of big cities in a state to take that state, and then he gets the votes for the Electoral College.
Yep. We're like California, except worse. I don't know. Maybe not as bad, but close. But we're kind of like the North California.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's get to the healthcare system now, since we're going down this path.
Sure.
You hear people all the time we hear people all the time. I'm sure you hear it too. Talk about how, socialized healthcare is the answer. You know, getting free healthcare for everyone is the way it should be. Everyone should have free access. You know, you shouldn't have to pay the bills, yada yada. So your programs up there, you guys don't pay, or how does this work with you guys?
So healthcare is subsidized by our taxes. Mind you, in this system, to have any comfort in healthcare, you still have to have insurance, which I do. Like most people have insurance through work, which you pay for. So regardless of the free healthcare system you're getting, you'll get treated better or normal, closer to normal, if you have insurance, which I have to buy anyway. So with the free healthcare system, you still go in and you still weigh between, honestly, here locally, I can tell from experience, between 12 to 34 hours in the ER. Unless it's something drastic where it's like an accident or something, that's completely different. But like, you're going in with a broken arm, you're going to sit there until they have room for you. But that's just how it is. We have two hospitals here locally, three if you count the county. That's the average is like 18 hours of wait time for your healthcare. So, and everybody's like, oh, we don't want privatized. But if you pay for it,
yeah,
don't you just go in when you can? You have to wait for, yes, hours. and if you have like a surgery, it could be a month, could be 3 months, could be 6 months.
Could
be anywhere, whatever they have available.
See, that's the big part I wanted to ask about is like these serious procedures mm-hmm. that you guys need. It's not like you guys get in immediately. Like, do you have a chance of being seen immediately if it's like a life-threatening thing, at least?
Yeah, if it's like a car accident or something, you're going in. You know what I mean? If you have a heart attack, cardiac arrest, yeah, obvious. You're gonna go in. Yeah. You're bumped to the front of the line. But it goes by how severe your injury is. That's basically how it goes. You can show up with like I said, a broken leg. They'll be like, oh, you'll survive. Go back to the line. It goes by priority of your injury, basically.
So say you need like a hip replacement surgery and you got bone on bone right there in the socket. You could be out 4 or 5 months until you get your surgery.
I love that you brought that up. I had friends at work that had knee replacement surgeries. They waited 6 months between knees.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So like a full year for knee replacement.
Having to move around for that long and continue mm-hmm. life as normal.
Oh yeah.
It just gets that much worse. I think mm-hmm. I think waiting that long could just make you so much worse and need mm-hmm. so much more attention and more procedures.
Right. And I wished all our tax, I wouldn't be mad if my tax money actually went and paid these nurses and paid these doctors and paid for the facilities.
Yeah.
But it's not like that. You go in and it's like, am I in Cuba?
Am I in
the UK when they don't pay for anything?
They're not transparent either, are they?
No. You don't know where all that is going. Doctors are underpaid, which is crazy to say, but they make good money, but they're still underpaid. The nurses are underpaid, and there's not enough. It's just not enough, and we don't know where it's going.
So Sarah in chat, that's our wonderful producer, Jared's wife, she said people here get angry if they have to wait an hour at the ER. Now,
that'd be fun.
Yeah. For you guys. Oh my God. It sounds like it'd be heaven. I went into the ER for a blood clot and I was in there for, I want to say a good 5 or 6 hours. And I thought that was a long time because you got to wait in there and you got to go into radiology. You got to get, your ultrasound and everything. Then they send you back. And I swear they forgot about me for 2.5 hours. And then, they're like, all right, we're going to discharge you. And then an hour and a half later, I had to call my wife. I'm like, these people are still not coming to me. Mm-hmm. And then she called the ER and 15 minutes later, they came into my room. I'm like, you gotta be shitting me, man. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess that's a cakewalk compared to what you guys have to go through in your ERs.
It's just different. But don't forget, you guys, everybody, and I hear about the US, you got to pay all this money for healthcare insurance every year. I get it. I understand it. Between what, 6 and 15 grand a year, you got to pay or something like that for insurance.
Depends on your plan. Your employer too.
Yeah. And we do the same thing. Either I pay it through my employer or I have to get it. That's the only way you get any semi-private rooms or coverage for prescriptions. Same thing. We do the exact same thing, even with our free healthcare. We still got to do that. So.
Your co-host Candace said that her father waited 8 months for hip replacement.
Well. Oh yeah, that's normal. That's Canada. But like again, I'm not saying this place is fully awful in every way. No, it's mm-hmm. a beautiful place. It's safe to walk around mostly outside of the big cities. It's very safe. People are lovely. It's just the government, as usual, makes things worse.
Yeah, and you know what? That's the same thing here in the States. I mean, a lot of times the people of a country, we tend to judge other countries that we've never been to based on what we see on the news. Mm-hmm. So people don't really know what the people themselves are like. And that's one mm-hmm. thing I really enjoy about the podcasting experience. And the one thing I enjoyed about streaming on Twitch, I used to do a lot of gaming and I would stream on Twitch and I met people from all over the world, man. And, it was really nice to get to talk to people from, the UK, Ireland, mm-hmm. Australia, Canada, wherever they were at, and learn about their cultures a little bit and see how everything worked where they were at. And it's so different. It's when you talk to a citizen of another country, when you talk mm-hmm. to a regular person, you really get a feel for what it's like. All we know from the news is the governments. Yeah. That's all we know.
Yep.
So what that tells me is that the governments around the world are the real problem.
Oh, that's 100% agreed.
And when people get pissed off about our country, you know, they talk so much negativity about it. It's like, man, we get taxed out the ass for different things. I mean, I feel like it's kind of a shitty situation, but at the same time, man, you have the freedom to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
To an extent. But our country, our constitution was written in a sense where we have the power to take power back.
Mm-hmm.
And people just need to realize it. We need to realize it here.
Yeah, they need to realize it when it affects them. That's the thing. And some of people have realized that over the last 3 or 4 years. It affected them. They opened up their eyes a little bit and you're starting to wake up a little bit. And it's funny because you see that in people who just regurgitate what's been on the news. And it's the exact same talking point, the exact same way. And you get to recognize, like, okay, you watched the news because you just told me exact same thing that they said. So I'm like, well, you don't have a, you know, original thought in your head because you're just absorbing whatever they tell you. And Candace and I on our show and Prudent talk about that quite a bit. I'm like, your points you're arguing with me are coming from a news source. So we know those guys get paid for information. You're basically not telling me anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian says our taxes go to the right places and Biden's Build Back was positive to us. Absolutely. Absolutely wonderful. All right. Government doesn't lie. Government never lies. Working with a lot of diverse people, they tell me that we have a lot here that they don't get in their country. Yeah. And when you really talk to people, that's what you find out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you find out.
And it's funny because I see videos on TikTok because TikTok's still free-ish for information. Free-ish. Yeah. You see a lot of videos from Russia and they go to the grocery stores and you see what's happening. And I'm like, these people aren't suffering. They're doing better than we are.
Yeah.
They have stuff we've never seen and they're doing better.
Allegedly. Like,
yes, allegedly. But you take everything with a grain of salt. You know, you see it from other perspectives and it's like, maybe. You know what I mean? It's not like they're going to North Korea and, you know, they're walking through, you know, to some fake store with, you know, plastic fruit or whatever.
Jesus, man. All right, so what else do we need to know about Canada that most Americans don't really know?
Polar bears don't exist until you're way north. Okay. You're laughing, and I appreciate it because I worked in the tourist industry for a very long time. But as soon as people came across the border and talked to me, they're like, "Oh yeah, we're the polar bears." I'm like, "Well, fuck, you gotta go like 2,000 miles down that way. You know, it's not over here. We're just like you guys." Same environment, same mentality, people. We have the same stores. We have everything pretty much the same. The only thing is, if you want to see wildlife and stuff, you just got to really go far. It's a big country.
Yeah.
Most of our population.
You got a lot of land. You got a lot of land up there, man.
Yeah, exactly. Most of our population is like within like 300, 400 miles of the border. Outside of that is just trees. Yeah. So that's it. All the way to the Arctic Circle. But it's a fun country, beautiful country, diverse people, a lot of things to see, a lot of things to do, lots of nature. It's like I drove through Pennsylvania. It was beautiful. Mountains and shit, like highways and stuff. I wish we had, though, your highways going through up there, which we don't. We have dirt roads and small roads. But it's a lot to see, a lot to do. Like I said, the majority of people are nice. The further you get away from the border, the nicer they are. And, it's just fun. That's what, like, and I do road trips a lot, and that's my thing.
Nice. All right, so. We can go. We'll talk about Sunday Night Army in a second.
Sure.
Before the show, you told me that you have a story that I'm going to enjoy that happened just a few hours ago.
Yeah.
So I've been waiting to see when I could ask you this. We're going to do it now.
Okay.
I need to hear the story.
And it's funny because I just mentioned it to my co-host from the other show earlier, and she had a really good laugh about it because she knows my attitude. And we talk about this stuff all the time. But I had a chance to meet. You guys have our state representatives. Yeah. Like a governor, we have prime minister, premiers of our province. So the premier, I've met the premier of our province today. I shook his hand. Yeah, see, she's laughing. And mind you, I did vote for him for the first time. So that was cool. Not the second time. But it was funny because The first time I voted for him, he was a legit person like me and you. We had things in common, hardworking dude for the people, whatever else. Second time around and I met him, he's Mr. Politician now. So glazed over look, you know, suits, ties, business as usual type of guy now. So I got a chance to meet him today, shake his hand and talk to him because he came into my plant today. So that was kind of fun and interesting and a really good story for the next prudent, I'm sure. Yes. And and for anybody, I live in a town with a lot of factories. So it was unexpected. I didn't know it was going to be him that's coming in today because it's a big news story. And it was dude himself. I wasn't allowed to ask questions or anything else. You just like smile, shake hands, and thank you for government funding our business.
Dude, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, that seems to happen a lot with politicians. I mean, you think that they're just a normal person. Then once they get into the system, people get their hooks into them. And it's the money. They start to get controlled. And this is a big reason why I am a huge proponent for term limits for every part of government, single part. If the person who's in charge can only serve two terms, why are the people that actually make the bills and help get things passed, why are they the ones that can stay in as long as they want? I'll never understand that. I think we need term limits for everybody because it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. No, it is. It is. And it happens all the time.
Yeah. I mean, the best idea that I heard, I can't remember if it was on Facebook that I heard this one or if it was on TikTok, but someone had mentioned if they could do one thing to fix the government, what would it be? And his answer was that he would pay the representatives of a state the median income of all of the workers in their state. Whatever the median income in their state was, that's what they earned.
Fantastic.
Instead of making six figures, you know, $150,000 a year to sit around and just do the bidding of big corporations that line their pockets, you know. But even start with caring about the little man.
Yeah, and even with that, wouldn't that incentivize them to bring better businesses into their state?
Yeah, you would think so. Absolutely.
That's a great concept. I wish. Why are they making so much money anyway? Like, what are they doing? Making decisions that we can't make? Well, they're just people like us.
Exactly. And even the people that are, even the government officials that are making $170,000, $200,000 a year, why are they worth multiple millions of dollars?
Hey, AOC, come on. 14 mil after 100K salary.
Yeah. How do you do that? After being a damn bartender for most of her life, like, come on. Robbie says we should govern ourselves. You know, the funny thing about that, Robbie, is technically we're supposed to. The government is supposed to work for us here in America. That's how the Constitution was written. Mm-hmm. So eventually things will come to a head and they'll have to change. People got to get back on the same page, because if you don't see that the government's intentionally trying to divide us, you're still blind. You gotta wake up and figure things out.
Yep.
She's a joke. My wife says AOC, 100%. So let's switch gears a little bit. I'm sure we might have ruffled some feathers, and because I saw the numbers fluctuating here and there
a little bit.
Well, let's talk about your podcast, The Sunday Night Army. This is your baby right now. This is the one that you are religious about, and you put a lot of work and effort into it. You can tell when you listen to the show how much goes into it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about where that idea came from, why it started, and where it's gotten to now?
Okay, cool. Love this question. Now, it started as I had a podcast before this. It was called the ADG Podcast, which was my first big podcast. And we did exact same thing you guys are doing, just banter, sports. That's why I love your show, because it reminds me of my first major show. And we did that. And after about a year or so, I'm like, you know what? I have ideas and concepts that I want to do on my own in a specific way. So I'm like, well, I should do my own show. December 2019, I'm like, hey, I got this cool idea. And I'm like, oh, I need a name for it. And I was doing music at that time. So I was like, my second album should have this name. And I'm like, wait, but I want to do a podcast. This will fit better. So I'm like, okay, I'll do this. So I chose the name, and I'm like, and it started off as a concept where I want to talk to people and get to know people from all over the place. So I booked my interviews and was like, oh, you know, mentors from here and authors and celebrities and all this cool stuff. I'll talk to them, you know, get to know them and grab their ideas and where they came from and learn their paths to wherever they are. That was the concept at the beginning. So I did that. And about 20 episodes in, 2020 through COVID, through all the other nonsense, I was like, this is not bad, but I want to do more music because I'm into music and, you know, I need more songs to listen to because radio sucks. So, and started booking more artists, started working with PR companies at that time and just, you know, building my playlist, which is like 180 songs and just rocking it out that way. And then once that got rolling, I couldn't handle all the artists I wanted to be on the show because I was enjoying the music so much and decided to improve how the show comes out, like the format of it and making more professional, the intro more professional, hopefully make myself sound a little more professional with the new mics and stuff and kind of build it as a platform for music discovery. And that's where I am now, where I want to be that show. It's like, I need some new music. I want to go to Jacob. I'm going to see what he's playing this weekend, every Sunday. He's got a new song coming out from whatever new artist. I want to go hear it so I can add that to my playlist. And that was the concept that over the last 2 years that I wanted to push more. So I eliminated all the PR companies and everything else. I'm like, no more. I don't get the effort from you guys. Artists themselves directly are doing fantastic things for me. I just want them raw music from artists you will never hear because small towns all across the world. Like in the last 6 months, I had artists from like Switzerland, Denmark, Sweden, South Africa, Cyprus, all over the US and Canada. I'm like, I want these artists because it's stuff I'll probably never hear on the radio because radio, like again, is terrible. I'm like, I want them to be on this show where I can bring them to somebody who might appreciate it more. That's now the goal of the show after 4 years.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that you do it for the indie artists and get, you know, to give them a platform and a chance to be heard by other people. So one thing I want to do is in the show notes, I do want to put a link to your playlist so that our listeners can check that out and see all the guests that you have had on. Because for those of you who aren't aware, every guest that comes onto his show, he generally will play one of their latest songs and then he will add that to his playlist. It's the Sunday Night Army. It's just called the Sunday Night Army playlist, right? Over on Spotify.
It's the top indie playlist from the Sunday Night Army. So okay. I put it as top indie playlist just so it, you know, gets found and these guys get more exposure and more plays. I did it for them. I don't care about the plays. Yeah. It gets them plays and gets them more
exactly
involved.
So I think that's incredible to have that list together. In the beginning, when you first started reaching out to these artists on your own, what was that process like? How did you go about finding these people? And then how did it evolve over time? Like, are you getting more people reaching out to you than you actually have to go out and find people?
Yeah, it started off with a bunch of PR companies reaching out to me. Since I was becoming a music show, they would spam me with electronic press kits and things like that. And then I'd look it over and be like, okay, this isn't some bum off the street. And then I can have you on the show. And you have legit music on Spotify. Like, people put up a video on YouTube and think that's enough. I'm like, you need to be like invested in yourself to be on the show. Like, if you're just, you know, recording like this, and you're expecting it to go viral. I'm like, you're not, to me, you're not investing in your craft. So you have to be somewhat legit. I don't care if you don't sign with anybody. I don't care if you have representation. That would be the criteria to be on the show. But I started off with PR companies. And then once all that turmoil with them, which I had a hard time with, you know, you help them with their artists, but then they're like, okay, see ya.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but wouldn't you want to share the show for your artists? And they didn't. So all 15 PR companies are like, bye-bye now. I don't need to deal with that. There was only one nice one out of Canada that was like, okay, thank you for not working with us anymore, but we'll keep in touch. Outside of that, directly with artists, I had to put up a wait list because from people listening to the show, they're like, oh, this is a cool concept. I would like my music to be talked about and explored and the whole writing concept of how I do things. And then now individually artists see it, add their names, they message me directly, and I'm open to any artist messaging me directly as long as they're following and, you know, they understand the concept. And they email me and I email them back. They message me, I message them back. Very open. I will make time for them, and that's the criteria for them to be on. I'm not picky about genre either, like any.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed that for sure.
Hip hop, like rap, hardcore rap, it could be country. And this playlist and the artists on the show have me gone into country a little bit more, which is insane. And I'm like, I love rap music and metal and stuff like that, but country's like, yeah, this is pretty good. And I've been growing, you know, that liking.
So you've kind of answered a couple questions that we had. What's the most surprising or enlightening thing that you've got from interviewing these guys? And do you approach them? Like, how do you go about that? Do you just see them out, or do you hear them on the radio or in a bar or something? Like, how do you go about getting these people on there?
I'm part of a bunch of different music groups on different social media. And funny enough, I see sponsored like ads from Instagram for artists. And I look at their profile. I'm like, you only have 300 followers? What the hell? So I check them out. They have a Spotify feed. I listen to the music. I'm like, follow. I'll say hi. That's all I got to do. I'm like, I love this. Love your music. And then, you know, whatever. They follow back. They see it. And if they want to engage, I stop pursuing people hardcore a long time ago. I've done a few celebrity interviews. And I've learned a lot from that. To where how much work goes into finding somebody, even like a B-level celebrity or a C-level celebrity. It's so much work. I pursued mainstream artists that I like, not everybody, just like artists I like that I want to talk to, because I can pursue Taylor Swift, but I don't want to talk to her, but I can pursue like,
that was intentional. That was awesome.
but I want to go like somebody, you know, that I like better. Like I don't know if you guys watch Eurovision or not, because I'm a big fan of Eurovision. It's like American Idol, but like annually with all the countries in Europe. I'll go for an artist like that because that's a unique artist. And if I like their music, and I've had those artists on my show. So like mini celebrities. But because I enjoyed the music, I pursued them. I wanted to know more about them. I pursued their PR companies. Oh my God. Okay. No, don't listen to Candace.
Candace is outing you in there in chat. It's
another Swifty among us.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. For anybody should know is Candace.
So if you guys checked out the episode where he used one of my answers for his show, you'll listen and you'll hear that he wholeheartedly agrees with me.
100%. And that was a fantastic episode.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It was Music with Podcasters. Go check that episode out. Because I love it. There's a lot of love and hate.
Yes.
On that episode. But yeah, no, it's, and I've had celebrities on the show. And I had Carol Baskin on the show, which is a completely different person when you talk to them than what was on the show. I know it's not music related, but it's one of those things you learn when you talk to people in a specific environment like this. They're totally different. And that same thing with musicians. And musicians that are local or independent, most of them that understand this concept of what a podcast is will understand when they go on the show and have a forum for themselves. It's funny. And a forum for themselves to utilize it.
Oh, Brian.
Brian's killing me.
Man, we have a couple of people who come in here who just brighten our day with chat, man. I'm telling you, this is the main reason I absolutely love doing the live episodes, because
love Mondays.
I love interacting with everybody. I love talking with everybody. Brian says free Tiger King. FYT,
still innocent. That's my opinion.
What's going on over there in Twitch? I appreciate you tuning in. Twitch is still a slow go, but anybody that pops in and checks out the show, I really, really appreciate it.
Jared, you're usually pretty good at checking that button too. I'm surprised.
Doing the war. Brian is a hero doing the Lord's work, sir. Candace says. Jeffredo, what's going on, man? Jeffredo from the G&G podcast, or just the G's. It's just the G's now. Just the G's podcast. Welcome in, my man.
Jacob, yeah, one more thing. What's up? Feedback reactions have you gotten from the listeners that surprised you? And how grateful are some of these artists that you're reaching out to them and giving them a little bit of exposure? I know that's probably huge for them also.
Mm-hmm. And that's funny. It kind of ties in with why I made the change 2 years ago to go with no PR companies, because the mentality of those artists who are paying for a service, totally different than artists that genuinely understand what they're coming into, get on the show and appreciate what you do for them. I get messages all the time from artists that are not public, which is great. They're like, you know what? Thank you. Thank you for sharing my show. They get a week of extra promotion. They're glad somebody wants to talk to them, even small artists. And 2 years ago, when I made the change, I had artists that would go on the show and you were just a number to them. They wouldn't even follow you on social media. They wouldn't even share the show when it came out on a Sunday, because I spammed the online, all the socials, and tag them and everything. No, I wouldn't even get a like that I shared their show. But the more you get to the independent scene where they reach out or I reach out and it's just artist to artist and artist to creator, totally different. And they privately after the show, like, thanks for having me on. I look forward to the next time. And if you see artists that come back for a second interview, that's why they're back there, because it worked and they enjoyed the entire process.
That's awesome. Yes. And I appreciate the hell out of that statement. And the reason being, I can totally relate to that. So first off, thank you for promoting tonight's episode and putting it out there that you're going to be on with us.
Love the show.
I appreciate that too. And then another guest that we had yesterday did the same thing, promoted it. And just like you said, after the show, reached out to me over on Instagram and, you know, thanked us for having him on, said he had a great time. So, I mean, that kind of thing, it's just the little things, you know, just showing a little bit of respect is incredible, because we've also had guests who have joined us and again, did not share that they were going to be on. They did not share the show afterwards, did not share any links, didn't say a word on any of their platforms about it. You know, never gave us a shout out for it. They just came on, did their thing and left.
Yep.
So, you That's know, it's a little heartbreaking. It's a little heartbreaking.
It is.
When you're doing it as a hobby and it's, you know, at the level that it's at right now. One thing I want to say about your show, I want to let people know, you are on an app called Good Pods, correct? Yes, that's and correct. I've seen you share a couple of times that you were number one in the music genre, correct?
All time, correct.
And that's now how does that work? Is that a monthly thing? Is that
no clue. Good Pods is a separate app. I don't know how that algorithm works, but it's probably because I have like 306 episodes now or something. So it gets viewed a lot. The show gets some little bit of traction there. And mind you, that app is literally out of all the apps I'm on, like 19th of all my listeners. So
yeah,
it's a cool app. It's very pro independent, but it's like some of the things they do is a little tricky. So do I trust it completely? Probably not, but it's there. It's a fun little thing to share. It's good for promotion. It's a cool app. It works fun. And I know what they tried to push all the independent podcasters. They have me verified on there because I am a real person. I was there from the very beginning. So I appreciate that. I think I'm their eighth most popular podcaster overall on the entire app, right under Alyssa Milano somewhere, which is my least favorite person in the world. So, you know, it's a cool little app.
Yeah. I mean, we're on there. I don't know how the damn thing works whatsoever. I don't know how to gain followers. I don't know how to share my stuff. I don't know how to interact on there. So, I mean, it's just on my phone. It's just kind of, it's kind of there. I don't know how it works, but I mean, it's cool.
It's a goofy app. It's cool. Like, you'll appreciate it once you get into it.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and read this one because it's timid. I don't know who this person is. It's not hopping into chat. I'm just going to call him Gug. Kind of sounds like a caveman name from that movie, The Croods. Have you ever had someone lay on your stomach and listen to the noises?
Really?
Why?
Probably once. I'm not sure if it was an excellent experience.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, it's a weird thing that kids do. So I'm sure my kids have done that. You know, I've laid on my wife's stomach to listen to the noises when there was a baby in there. But I mean, that's a little bit different, you know, I guess maybe.
Where do you find these people?
Right. Listen, Twitch is a different world, man.
That's
see this.
So while we're taking a break from the action here, I'm going to take a second to do a little promo. Guys, thank you guys so much for checking us out and hanging out with the Sunday Night Army's host, Jacob W. tonight. Not gonna attempt it. So one thing that you guys can do to help out the show is to make sure you like and share the stream. I see more viewers in here than I see reactions to the show. So if you guys are hanging out, enjoying everything, please do me a favor and like that content. Make sure you hit that thumb up, hit that heart react, hit that haha. I don't care which way you go about it. I appreciate anything that you guys can give us. Make sure you share the show with your friends and get over to our profile over there. Get over to our page, hit those three little dots and invite all of your friends over. We do have a giveaway coming up on the 17th during our variety show at 7 p.m. So, guys, if we hit 1,750 followers by then, which we're starting to get a little bit closer, if we hit 1,750 by then, Aaron says he's throwing in another prize to give away. So it will be upped from 2 to 3 winners that night. So make sure you get over there. You share it with your friends. Bring them over and check things out. All right.
Onward. Would you like to know more?
I'm getting nervous.
I kept it short and sweet that time. Oh, I guess I could also let you guys know, do the whole little spiel. We are star eligible on Facebook. That means that you guys can donate to the cause. If you see that little star right next to your chat bar, you can click on that. You can buy some stars from Facebook. Each star is worth a penny, and you can donate them as tips to your favorite content creators, which A, can be us, and B, can be Jacob if he is star eligible over there as well. We are also eligible for bits and subscriptions over on the Twitch platform. Each bit is the same as a star. Each bit over on Twitch is worth one penny over there. Subscriptions are, I believe it's $5.99 to subscribe to the channel. You get some cool little emotes, and you don't get any ads that interrupt you over there. But if you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to Twitch and you get Twitch Prime, which gives you one free subscription a month, which means you don't pay a dime and you still support us financially. It is a great deal. So make sure you're checking us out on Facebook, YouTube, and over on Twitch.
Nice. Love it.
All right. So big question. What got you into music? I know it's the most basic of questions, but I do know that it didn't just start because, you wanted to interview musicians. You are really involved with music. You used to be a musician yourself, is that right?
Sort of, like you know, basement rappers. It's like basement podcasters.
Yes.
Way back when, I had a dream, and it was like before I get too old, I want to do some things like have a show and do some music, because I'm pushing up there in age. I'm like, I want to live some of these things while I still can. So 2017 or something like that, I'm like, okay, I had a buddy with a recording studio. You know, I was starting to get my gear together. I'm like, I want to do some music. So I wrote a bunch of music that I've had, and I've worked on that and did some music videos, which I will send to you privately later. And yes. That's not good on public.
No.
I know you guys can share it between yourselves, but
you've heard of the Brave Little Toaster, right? Yeah. I mean, it's a good story. You can learn from it.
I learned a lot. Mind you, I have like 20 tracks out on my music channel, which I do have a music channel on YouTube.
Nice.
And a bunch of music videos and stuff like that. And my last song came out about 2 years ago now. And and I had a writing process. I love to write. I love to create. I like stories. And besides writing actual stories, musicians write stories. I'm like, this would be a good conversation. Like, how did you come up with this shit? Like, where did this come from? Like, what did you live in your life to write this song?
Yeah.
So I thought, and that question is in every interview that I do in one way or another. Like, how did this song get created? What did you go through to create the song? And that's intriguing to me, because everybody has a writing process. It might not be the same. And your influences for whatever you're creating have to come from somewhere. And I want to know that from every person I talk to, because they're from all different ages and generations, and they create from something. So even I've interviewed a lot of 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 year olds that have written music. I'm like, how do you come up with this? And there's a process, and I want to know about it, because that's something weird that intrigues me.
Yeah. I tell you what, man, musicians are a different breed. Our guy here, Aaron, he's a bit of a musician himself, but I feel like musicians, like, you know, someone's going to be a musician when they're very, very young. Mm. They just hear it differently. It's just, and not only hearing, they see it differently. Like, they can envision the music.
You feel your music. You don't perform it. You feel it. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah. And Aaron just had a wonderful thought in our private chat here. You want to let him in on this?
Yeah. So we are planning. I don't know how much you follow sports over here, but we got some inspiration from the Philadelphia Eagles when they came out with their Christmas album. They were singing, the linemen and everybody else. So we are actually going to do an NDT Christmas album with the help of one of our friends. And I said to Corey, well, maybe he'll be like a consultant and help us do this album if he wants to participate in the project with us.
I'll listen to the rough cuts. I'll throw ideas out there.
awesome.
There you go.
Nice. Just don't ask me to edit anything. I have no, that's awful, awful work to do.
We got, we got a buddy who's been on two different episodes of our show in the past, and he's big into the music industry. You know, he's worked with a lot of people, mostly in the hip hop and rap genres.
Nice.
But, actually he would be wonderful to have on your show as well someday, because he's got connections. He's got stories. He's a great dude.
Throw him my way. I love conversation.
Yeah, he'd be great. He's very intelligent.
I'm huge into hip hop, so I'd definitely throw him my way. I had a Big V from Nappy Roots on the show. That was fantastic.
And this guy was great. And actually you might appreciate this a little more, being from where you're from, and like you're semi close to Detroit, I assume, being a Lions fan.
Across the river.
Yep. So he's had members of D12 come to our area for personal concerts, you know, at small venues. So he's worked with a lot of people. Very, very cool stuff. Let's see. What else do we have for you music-wise? Is there anything else that we need to know about your show before we round things up?
No, that's everything summed up. It's I want to be the go-to place for, you know, discovering stuff from everywhere. We have to expand our minds to listen to things that you not expect might be decent from anywhere across the world, anywhere.
And that really stuff out there. It really seems like you're on your way to doing that. And because it seems like so many people are reaching out to you now, like you are the guy they want to go to with these things. So, congratulations on that. Thank you. And it seems like it's slowly building for you.
Yep. It's getting, you know, there. Four years and it's still climbing. So I'm excited about it. And I've watched you guys grow your show, you know, through all the socials and all the views and listeners. I'm super excited. That's why I love your show. On Monday, while I'm editing my show, I'm listening to your show every damn Monday. So it's hilarious. I'm like, I got these guys on at 7. Either I get this done or I'm listening. Like, it's that's my Mondays when I'm here on time.
No, I appreciate the hell out of that. I love that I know somebody who started out with their podcast about the same time that I did. Like, we've evolved a lot over the years here, from doing it in a traditional form to now doing, you know, the live videos, not just videos, because we had that transition in there too, but the live videos. And, you know, it's been a hell of a ride so far. And, you know, putting in all that time, that effort, that work, it's finally starting to pay off. And I'm super excited about the direction that we're going and what we can do with it. So, do you have anything that you would like to promote for the end here?
Just have a chance to hear at least one episode of the show, whether it's the music series, you can find an artist, or check out any episode randomly. Because there's so many different things you can learn from some of these episodes, even some controversial things if you go back, a few episodes. So there's a lot of crazy things you might discover if you go back a few hundred episodes that I've talked about that I probably won't talk about on this show ever again. So it's not a tease, but maybe it is. Go check it out a few hundred episodes back.
Aaron, how about you? Anything else?
No, it was a great conversation. I was happy to listen, so I wasn't really prepared for this, obviously. So
yes,
you guys are fantastic though. Like, I'm so happy to be here, because your show is so nicely organized. You got graphics going. It's what a, you know, live stream podcast supposed to be. Like, I wouldn't be listening if it wasn't good. And I'm picky with my fucking podcast, let me tell you. The Spotify app, it's podcasts. It's my playlist and other podcasts. And you guys are the only ones. And I think I told you, Corey, before, I'm like, you're the only show I watch on YouTube, straight up podcast, because one, it's convenient for me, but there's nobody else that I follow on YouTube that I watch live like this. So it's just you guys.
That is, that's huge to me. Like, that makes me feel really good, man. That's high praise, and I appreciate that. And to be perfectly honest with you, the guy in the background there, Jared, he's the one that keeps it all oiled and working properly.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I get on here and I talk too much, and I talk over people sometimes, but you know, these guys reel me in and do a good job of all that. So
Jared's like our principal. He tells us when we need to change things up and pull us out of the stream. It's awesome. He's really
great. You're my boy, Blue.
And see, Candace is in there in chat telling you, you know, maybe you guys should try out a live soon.
Yep. Can't even get the time to get together to, you know, record the best episodes we do on Prudent, but we'll figure it out. Schedules are insane.
Candace, make sure you drop the name of your show again in chat, and we'll be sure to check that out. And Jacob, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I think it was a fantastic time. Thanks, guys. Went from one end of the spectrum to the other. If you ever want to hop on again and talk about whatever, we're always here, man. All right.
You tell me when.
Perfect. I love it. Thanks again. And guys, thank you all for joining us tonight live on Facebook, YouTube, and on Twitch. And for those of you who are listening or watching after the fact, what the hell is wrong with you? Get in here live. Have some more fun with us. Until next week, guys, Sunday night, we're going to be live doing our giveaway, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern. You can catch a sports show with Aaron and Mark as well. So, guys, until next weekend, we'll see y'all later.
Do you want me to do it?
Yes, you are new, Justin. You have to do it.
Later.
All right.